escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Friday, everybody. The countdown is on. Falcons training camp, July 24th. We'll be there through August 13th. All the days that camp is open to the public, and there are going to be a bunch of those. If you don't make it on day one, that's all good. You'll get a chance to get up there. But we're bringing you exclusive coverage, guys. Morning Shift Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, live from Flowery Branch. And then Mike and I finish things up at the Mall of Georgia right there at Hooters. At the Mall of Georgia. And, of course, coverage is brought to you by Rolex Real Mowers, guys, for the best grass in your neighborhood and by Window Nation. WindowNation.com or 866-90-NATION. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts July 24th. We are going to talk plenty about that in just a second. Grant is on the way. We'll talk to him about the Yankees being in town and what to expect the rest of the way from our Atlanta Braves. All-Star Week, the buildup, Mike, came and went. Thought our city did a great job. Thought the Braves did a great job.
Right.
We had a good game. Didn't finish in a tie.
We had a swing off.
I mean, like, so, you know, we got past all of this.
Hey, now.
But now it's back to the grind for our Braves. And we started the show today. And for those of you who are just joining us, where were you at? 2 o'clock. I said to Mike, maybe this seven-year run of the Braves going to seven consecutive postseasons and winning a World Series, should have been two, is done. And you've got to do some real reflecting because you can ignore all this season and go, well, they'll be better next year. What gives you the hope or the idea that they're just going to turn things around? Mike, we're 90-some-odd games into the season. This is who we
right.
are.
And this gets into, I mean, I guess the question some Braves fans, we'll talk to Grant about it coming up in about 15 minutes, is can you turn Michael Harris around? I mean, that's your center fielder, man. That's, you know, that's a big piece. You know, what are you going to do next year in the shortstop? That's, we'll get to all that later. You know, but Ozzy, I mean, are you going to cut bait on Ozzy Albies? And you know, some guys always say, well, trade him. There's not a market for a guy that's one of the worst hitters in the league. I was joking around yesterday. I know I irked. I'm always irking some Braves fans out there. But, you know, when Michael Harris was signing autographs and a guy from Cincinnati or Houston asked me, you know, who's that guy? I go, well, he's a Braves player, but he's one of the worst hitters in the league right now, which is true. I wasn't trying to be a Weisenheimer. Braves fan ahead of me goes, no lie told. So you got to, you know, look at the big picture and say, are you going to try to retool some of this in the offseason? And does it all start with moving Ozuna because he's a free agent at the end of the year? Now, granted, he's got to sign off on where you trade him to, Carl, but I would think if Ozuna can catch a little bit of fire in the next couple of weeks, that would be a guy you could move before the deadline.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, if he's average, I don't know how much more his value increases. If he gets hot, maybe he becomes a valuable piece, but I don't think we're selling off this team. And the reason is very simple. You still have very reasonable contracts and guys under your control that make this a team that probably you're going to run back next year. Now, there'll be some changes, but you're going to run fundamentally back the main guys, the core I keep talking about. And my fear is maybe, just maybe, this core that has led us to one of the greatest offensive seasons ever, that helped lead us to a World Series, that has led us to seven straight postseasons, may just, this run may be done. And sometimes it's hard to swallow when you go, wait a minute, they're all so young, and we're supposed to be in our prime. We've been saying this about Ozzy all year. He's just not been that guy.
Right. And again, we'll get into it with Grant, because O'Reilly's not hitting like what you expect him to hit. Olsen is basically doing, overperforming his baseball card right now. He's been solid. I know some Braves fans were upset he didn't get a chance to compete in that. No, swing off at the end of the game. But more on that on the way. Speaking of swinging, are we going to be teeing off on quarterbacks? And is the secondary going to reap the benefits this year?
Well, this is the most excited I've been about the secondary as a whole in a while, because I believe the playmaking has been upgraded, and certainly the speed, and you add that to an already, Mike, pretty damn good safety in Jesse Bates, who may be, in my opinion, the best safety in the league. Listen, there's two or three other guys you might mention in the same sentence as Jesse Bates, but for the first time, and it's funny because two seasons ago, Mike and I said, are they going to address this secondary? We needed corners. They really didn't address it. Last season, we didn't draft one, right? Remember, everybody was like, okay, they need to go draft one. So now I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, there are some guys that were here that are back, but the new guys are what I'm excited about. Billy Bowman Jr. We talked to one of his teammates, Mike. As a matter of fact, his best friend on the team from Oklahoma, who's there again this year. And he said, look, Billy loves two things, football and gaming. Like, that's all he does, man. He is a guy that's focused and locked in. Xavier Watts, Mike, I believe will be the starting safety next to Jesse Bates when this thing turns, we turn the regular season on. And then you say, all right, are we better at covering with A.J. Terrell and then the cover corners? Look, they believe in Mike Hughes. I know a lot of people didn't. Statistically, he's one of the better corners in the league. When you talk about a top 40 guy, potentially from stats, I just feel like the secondary is more capable of giving us what we need. And now, will we have those mental breakdowns? Will we have those communication gaps?
Yes.
That's the question.
Time to time, but I do think, you know, you've got more power up front in the front seven than that secondary. I mean, this is probably the best front AJ's had in front of him.
I agree.
If you go back over his career, and he got the contract extension, Jesse Bates is a superstar. We know that. Jordan Fuller, what's he got left in this stage? I think it's a nice piece to have. But where I'm excited is guys like Xavier Watts. And then we spoke yesterday, if you guys missed the conversation, about Billy Bowman in Oklahoma. It was the safety from Oklahoma that was talking about his former teammate, kind of like the way Bryson Eason was talking to us about what we should expect for James Pierce Jr. And that young man's name, I just found a picture of his watch and bling, was Robert Spears Jennings, originally from Atlanta. But he was talking about what, man, we got a ball hawk in Bowman. So maybe we got two guys who could be that sort of hybrid nickel or even in the dime package. So that might be covered. But more importantly, they don't have to hold, cover guys for like one Mississippi to six Mississippis, which has seemingly been what's happening the last few years.
Yeah.
Think of that Minnesota game last year.
Well, look, I last time we talked to A.J. Terrell, and then I got to ask you something, because I was talking with somebody that's close to it today, and we were talking about the schedule, and I got to mention this because I really haven't looked at it that way, but it's true.
Before escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
For that, though, when we last had Jesse Bates on the show, Jesse, we asked him about these communication gaps that we had at the end of the season. The Minnesota game is one of them. We had that same issue, Mike, in the Carolina game where we shouldn't have given up the touchdowns we gave up. Guys, we made Bryce Young look like a Joe Montana, right? And AJ said, or Jesse said, yeah, look, those things happen. Those are things we got to get corrected. But I also think, Mike, the communication is going to be better because I believe, and you may not, that we actually have a defensive coordinator who knows what he's doing. Jeff Ulbrich brings more experience than Jimmy Lake did.
Jimmy Lake was, like, I hate to say it, but this also goes back to, you know, it's funny, I had this conversation the other day with somebody off the air about, like, it always seemed like you're not really buying into Raheem Morris. Well, I mean, Raheem Morris had been a head coach. He was with the Rams, won a Super Bowl, was part of a good personnel. If he had his fingers involved in picking some of those players, great stuff. But then you bring a guy in, Jimmy Lake, that it was kind of obvious to a lot of fans that he was in over his head. And when he did get involved and more hands-on, we saw certainly guys like Caden Ellis. All of a sudden, now they're getting a more pressure on the quarterback. So that's one when I say, how did you not know that Jimmy Lake wasn't ready to go? And how is that your best option? Because that's part of your job security is you got to have a coach who knows what he's doing. But are you excited about Ulbrich? You take nothing from the Jets experience and you're not worried?
No. It was a blank show. Inside the building, it was a blank show. And that's coming from people that were in the building.
Right.
You have let go of the general manager, the head coach, and the entire staff that was there. It is a completely new vibe with the Jets, with Aaron Glenn there. And I cannot blame Jeff Ulbrich for stepping in and being the interim coach. And, Mike, on top of that, you had all the Aaron Rodgers stuff. It was just a lot.
Right.
Go look at what the defense was when Jeff Ulbrich was doing his job. And the Jets, the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season, they had one of the best defenses in the league. It fell apart because, again, internally, there was just too much BS going on. So I just feel like, look, experience matters to me. He's got more time in it, and more importantly, more experience calling these defenses and understanding what he wants to do at this level. Jimmy Lake may be a great defensive coordinator at the collegiate level, but this first test for him at the professional level was a fail. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I just want to mention this because we'll have plenty of time as we go through the next few weeks as we get ready for training camp and get ready for the preseason games and all that's going to entail. The first six games are going to tell us a lot. And I think that we cannot overreact. Now, I say this, and I probably will be overreacting if this thing goes sideways.
Right.
But we can't overreact if after the first six, we're 500. And the reason I say that is because the Bucs opener, I know it's a division game, but they're really good, guys. Like, they may be better than they were last year. And that's our home opener. And I'm not saying we weren't going to win that, but we got to get that one, right? Then you go to the Vikings, Mike, and I just want to lay this out because I was having this conversation today, and we were kind of talking about this, and a buddy of mine said, look, I'm looking at these first six games. I said, well, I'm looking at the first four. He said, no, look at the six. Vikings is their home opener, and it's Sunday Night Football. Now, for those of you who have not been there, it's nuts. It's crazy. It's going to be a crazy environment. Don't know, again, if Sam Darnold's absence is going, how that's affecting the Vikings.
But that's just it. We might get J.J. McCarthy, and he's not the guy.
Maybe.
And he's struggling, or remember, he's having a great preseason before he got injured, and that's why Sam Darnold, the rest was history. Sam Darnold wound up bankrolling that to a career with Seattle. But I'm with you. The Pittsburgh game was always daunting. We could have won. Like, if Cousins has some degree of mobility, we win that Pittsburgh game. He was like a freaking statue back there. But, you know, that's why the argument is, had you had Penix last season, could you have gone 2-2? But then again, could Penix have brought you from behind like he did Cousins did against the Eagles?
I don't think he would have had the grasp of the offense. Right.
That's a big ask.
Yes, that Cousins had.
But a guy just hit us up on the text line and goes, why are you guys worried about the Bucs? Because they got Kalijah Kansi and Vita Vea and Diaby. They got a bunch of dudes.
No.
They got Levante David. They got a bunch of weapons.
It's not even that. Their offense is going to be better.
And that's the thing. They added a wide receiver, guys. We talked about it. They got Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State. Who's going to be their special sauce in addition to two other great wide receivers.
Well, Godwin and Mike Evans, right, who always give us issues.
That's why we're a little worried about the Bucs game.
At Vikings, tough. It's road game, crazy environment. At Panthers, it's also their home opener. So by week three, and you say, well, it's the Panthers. Laugh if you want to. They beat the hell out of us at the end of the season.
Embarrassed us.
Bryce Young has taken the next step. And I think they have improved. So let's just say, hey, we're 1-2, maybe going up against, oh, here come the Commanders. And then you play the Bills. And I said, okay, so I see what you're saying with these first six. This gets interesting, guys, because I think, Mike, you got to go 500 in these first six games, and that also includes at the 49ers. So Bucks, Vikings, Panthers, Commanders, Bills, 49ers. I'm just like,
we got a bye week. And I hate the early bye week because you want to lick your wounds later in the season. We don't get that opportunity. Bye week is week five. But that's it. I mean, look, San Francisco, I'm not as scared about San Francisco because,
you're not a believer in Purdy, and neither am I.
I don't believe in Purdy. Is McCaffrey going to be on the field
by
week seven?
That's a good question.
But you get back into it. This is why when people say, why doesn't Vegas give us the love? Well, we think we know what we have with Penix. He looked great against the Commanders, did enough to beat, Carolina, beat a bad Giants team through no help with Pitts. But this is why Vegas has our over-under at 7.5 for the start to the season.
It's going to be harder. By the way, the 49ers game, look, Mike's right, but they paid everybody. And I'll tell you this, you want to talk about a chess match? Raheem and Kyle Shanahan know each other as well as you could know each other. So does Jeff Ulbrich. And if anybody you would say could call plays, Mike, and set our defenses up and know what these guys want to do, it's Kyle Shanahan. And he's done it with lesser personnel.
Right.
It's going to be interesting, man. Just saying. We'll talk plenty more about it. But something to look at. All right, we're coming back. Grant McCauley is going to join us. Braves Yankees tonight over at Truist Park. It's Dukes and Bill.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.